Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to Wiggy's five takeaways from yesterday in 60 seconds.
Number five.
All right, I noticed something about this football team, man. They love the trick play. They absolutely love what they have. I think they had three trick plays in yesterday's game. They were only successful on one, but for some reason, man, they love the trick play.
Is that okay? Are they making up for something that they can't do?
I think it's too much gadget. Well, I think it's a little bit of like maybe our offense isn't as explosive as we'd like, because usually when you go for a trick play, it's meant to have a big play.
Okay. All right.
Number four.
Still an issue when it comes to your second cornerback position. I know Jalen Mills gave up another touchdown where the kid picked peanuts off of him. I'm telling you, you gotta address that position, because what is going to happen next week when you play against the Chargers? They could throw the football all over the place. That thing is going to come back to bite you in the butt, in the fact that you let Stephon Gilmore to go. And it seems like, even though you won, it seems like every week it's still showing itself.
Number three.
Jacoby Myers is Mac Jones' security blanket, his go-to guy. When you look at what Jacoby Myers has been able to come, everybody say slot receiver, he is your new Julian Edelman. He's not as explosive as Julian Edelman, meaning getting them yards after catches, but he is the guy that Mac Jones leans on, and there is nothing wrong with that. I think Jacoby Myers has probably been your bright spot on offense is what in the passing game.
Number two.
I'll tell you, the run game looked good yesterday, and I would like to see that for them to continue to run the football the way they did. And I think a large part of that, and I will get to that with my number one takeaway, is what they're doing and the little adjustments that they made. But I want to see them continue to run the football, because that opens up the play action. And you saw it yesterday with Hunter Henry a little bit, some of that play action pass, even with Jacoby Myers. That's what's going to be a big thing for you.
Number one.
And the reason why your run game was good, I think putting Michael Owenu at right tackle, I think it solidifies your two edges. Now on the inside, you got Shaq Mason, you got Andrews, and you could put whether it's Karras or Ferentz in there, and you're a little bit more solid in the sense of we can now run the football with this offensive line. The whole Trent Brown experience, I think that thing is probably over. We probably won't see him again, especially if Owenu, who played right tackle some last year, continues to play the way he plays. Maybe your offensive line is going to get back to not what we all thought in the beginning of the year, top five offensive line, but back to making things easier for Mac Jones where he's protected. Mm-hmm. But also being able to run the football like you did yesterday.
All right, Wiggy's top five takeaways from yesterday in 60 seconds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.